T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Sal Capaccio and I have some similar traits, but we're also different. And one way I think it would be true, I'm going to guess at this and then find out, where he and I are different. So last year, the World Series was the Dodgers and the Yankees, and I watched like none of it. I mean, just to me, either team winning was the same. It was just, you know, corporate baseball was going to win either way, no matter who won the series. Not that Toronto is a small market, I know, but I like the Blue Jays, and this year I am riveted by it. I'm watching pretty much every pitch of the whole thing, all 18 innings in Game 3, went to Game 2, and I bet, I'm guessing Sal's watching it too, because Sal isn't petty like me. I'm guessing that you are not only watching the World Series, but really enjoying it, even though the Yankees are not in it.
First part is right. Second part, I'm going to say I'm hate watching it.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I am watching it because I really enjoy, you know, the theater of it is what I love. Yeah. And honestly, like the other night, the 18 inning game, just some amazing baseball. And I respect that a lot. And I do like a lot of the individuals. I don't like the teams. You know, obviously, being a Yankee fan and the Blue Jays and the Yankees, you know, you can't get there. And then there's a historic rival between the Yankees and Dodgers, of course. But man, I've always been a Vlad fan, and I've always been a Bichette fan, and watching these guys come through Buffalo has been really cool. And unfortunately, they play for this other team that I can't bring myself to root for, but I like watching them. And man, I'm a big Freddie Freeman guy, and Ohtani is amazing to watch. So I'm hate watching it from a team standpoint. I'm loving watching it from a baseball standpoint.
Are you hoping the Dodgers win?
I think so, but I think I've made peace with the Blue Jays winning it and thinking that's cool. And it's all right. You know what I mean?
Right. Either way.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like I think I've made peace with it. You know, it reminds me a little bit of when the Cavs won their title. I never wanted Cleveland to win a title in anything before Buffalo. We're like this same type of city, Rust Belt, right, on the lake. Neither city has ever won anything. You can't have it before us. I'm jealous. But you know what? When it finally came time, I'm like, come on, this is cool. Let's watch this happen. I'm really glad for that.
Yeah.
And I was cool with it.
I fell hard for Cleveland that time because of what I felt was camaraderie, kinship with the city, with their sports fans. And so I feel the don't want you to get one before me thing. Like I feel that way about the other AFC quarterbacks. For instance, right? I don't want Burrow to get one. I don't want Jackson to get one before Josh does. You know, Mahomes has already got a closet full, and I don't want someone else to pull it off before the Bills and Josh Allen do. So I get that part of it. What I'm learning watching this World Series, and I don't remember watching or not watching last year's Dodgers-Yankees series. I don't really remember anything about it. But what I've learned through these baseball playoffs, and really for me, I guess it was getting back to Fenway this summer like I did for just one game. You said the word theater. I mean, the whole playoffs. I think regardless of who's in it next year, I think I'll be saddled up to watch. I'm not telling you I'm watching all 18 innings. I didn't watch all 18 innings of this game, and I was, you know, emotionally invested in Toronto's outcome. But I think it provides something that no other sport really does. Just every single moment, every pitch, mm-hmm. the fans like covering their eyes. Like, it just really brings something that football and hockey, for me, my other two big sports, just really don't provide.
I love that. Yeah. Baseball, playoff baseball is pretty intense. Every pitch, you're right. You know, and sometimes you get a blowout. Like, I think we've had one or two here in the World Series and the Championship Series, and it's not as intense. When you have even a two-run game, like, it's just, it doesn't matter. Guy, sixth inning, two-run game, guy comes up to play. Like, every pitch matters, and getting ahead of the count and all of that. I, mm-hmm. I love that part of it. You know, for me, football's like this when I'm on the sidelines. Like, I'm dialed in on every play. Now, throughout the course of a game, you know, it's like, okay, there's ebbs and flows, but okay, second and 10, what's going to happen here? And oh, they need 3 yards. If they don't get it here, what do they do on third down? And it becomes really intense like that. And there's just that ratcheting up of every moment, every play. And I think baseball, because there's such a lull between pitches and it's there's not a lot happening, I think that even makes it more so for that sport.
These Dodgers fans covering their eyes can shut it. If the Bills win a Super Bowl and they're in the playoffs next year and they're down 14-3 in the third quarter, I'm smoking a cigar. Like, I just just stop it with your anxiety, these Dodgers fans that just constantly win. Anyway, injury news. So there are a couple of changes today, right, Sal?
Yeah, a couple changes today. So Shaq Thompson, it appears, you know, he is dealing with a hamstring injury. Remember yesterday we said he, you know, it was vet rest was told to us by Sean McDermott he'd be out for vet rest, and then all of a sudden he appeared on the injury report with a hamstring injury. But he did do some media yesterday, which I thought was encouraging, but he didn't practice today with that hamstring injury. So we'll see where it goes tomorrow. I'll have Sean McDermott on the Extra Point Show tomorrow, and we'll get an idea maybe of if something is serious enough to hold him out of the game on Sunday or what that looks like. Matt Prater, we had a lot of talk yesterday about him limited again with the right calf. So that is something to monitor now. It is something to monitor and look at. But limited means he did get work in today. So that's encouraging. But who mm-hmm. knows what happens, you know, by the time the weekend comes around. And then Josh Palmer, the encouraging news is he was back on the field. Now, it is Thursday. He's only limited after missing a day yesterday. It feels to me like maybe this is something that you're maybe a week away, right? But we'll see. Maybe he felt really good today, and tomorrow we find out that, you know, they're going to see how it goes through the weekend before making a determination.
It's wild how quickly things can change. Shaq Thompson not practicing with a hamstring injury 3 weeks ago on the same injury report where Milano and Bernard both practiced full probably doesn't even barely get mentioned on our shows, right? And here we are, you know, fast forward a few weeks, Bernard and Milano practicing full. Shaq Thompson, like, I know, Sal, we talked about it yesterday, and I heard you again this morning that, you know, maybe he's in a spot to have a much bigger role here, mm-hmm. depending on the matchups. Maybe it's, you know, down and distance specific passing situation versus running situation. I do think there is a lot to be said for having Bernard's athleticism on the field against this opponent. But it's just funny how quickly Shaq Thompson has become, you know, highlighted on an injury report where the two staples of the linebacking core both seem tracking like they're fine to play.
So prior to the game in Carolina, Chris Brown and Eric Wood were telling a story on how they were speaking with Anish Shiroff. Anish is the play-by-play man of the Panthers. And they said something along the lines of, yeah, Shaq Thompson, because Panther, and they would know who he is. They were talking about him. And Chris and Eric said something like, you know, Shaq Thompson has been our most consistent linebacker in Buffalo. And Anish kind of rolled his eyes like, wow, that's not good. And I understand that from that standpoint. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, when they signed him back in May after the draft, I was like, okay, depth guy, veteran guy. They love having veteran guys around.
Carolina really guy, helps, you know, yeah, right.
Yeah, push guys through. They know how things are done, the operation. You know, so push guys, you know, through camp and all that, and then, you know, they'll let them loose. And then as training camp, I'm sorry, even as spring workouts went on and OTAs and minicamp, I think I even came on here with you guys going, you know, I think he might have a bit of a role here. He's got a shot to make the team. Then when it came time for training camp preseason, I'm like, oh, Shaq Thompson's playing on this team. Like, they have designs for him. He's playing. And he was doing a lot of things. Now, that's different than saying he was doing them well. I could tell that they were having a plan for him. I'll go back to Sunday now. I mean, he was good. He was good. Yep. He did everything he was supposed to do. He's in the right spot. And this is against, though, a really, really terrific run team where a guy like Shaq Thompson can help in that regard. This game is different. This is not a team that's going to bully you running the ball the way that Carolina wants to. And in fact, Isaiah Pacheco's probably out. They'll use Kareem Hunt, and that becomes a bit more of a power game. They'll use Breshard Smith. So he's got, obviously, a lot of different traits to him. But this isn't the same team. This is a team here that's going to have a lot of athleticism on the field, a lot of speed on the field. Patrick Mahomes is going to be a scrambler. I'm not telling you Shaq Thompson isn't as valuable against the Kansas City Chiefs the way he's playing. But I will say, matchup-wise, I think Terrell Bernard is a guy that might be more effective in this particular matchup than Shaq Thompson.
I almost want to hesitate to ask this because it might just be ridiculous sounding. What does limited for a kicker look like? Like, is he kicking one ball and it, ow, or is it just, I'm stretching, but I'm not, like, there's some number of kicks that would be like the full amount in a regular practice, and this was less than that maybe by rule?
Essentially, Mike, that's right. I mean, essentially the rule is if the player does not take 100% of his normal reps due to any sort of injury he's dealing with, you have to list him as limited. So that's what it is. So whatever that normal amount would have been, if they said, hey, we're going to back off him for a few, I don't even know if it has to be a certain, like, I'm not going to tell you, like, they have a 150 kicks in a practice or even 25 kicks in a practice, but it's, he just didn't do what he normally would do, but he still got some work in, they're going to call him limited.
Okay. Well, they didn't sign anybody, and there's no Bass update, right?
No Bass update. They didn't sign anybody. And I would say you could also look at it as this. He could have done all his kicking work and not done kickoffs, or vice versa.
Yep.
He could have done kickoffs and no field goals. That could also be something where you could list somebody as limited.
All right, well, put, not that you need my help, but put on your list to ask McDermott about Tyler Bass.
I will.
You kind of want.
Well, we might need to find. We might find out something tomorrow. Well, Tyler Bass, by the time he joins me, you're right.
Yeah, if he comes on and tells you he's out for this game, then naturally you're going to find out something, because they're either going to sign a guy or Bass is going to be kicking on Sunday.
You might need Prater for both equally. Like, it's not just if he kicks off but not kicks, you know, for points. It's not good. You have to have him for both, unless it's Ray Davis time or something like that. But I doubt you're going into the Chiefs game with Ray Davis kicking off.
Me too.
You get somebody else.
I don't think that's happening.
If this guy's not healthy.
Yeah.
Sal Capaccio on the West Hur hotline. Yesterday when we talked, you put Gabe Davis being not quite activated per se, but up a step on the practice squad as the number one development from the day. How likely is it to you that he plays Sunday?
If I had to get a percentage, I would probably say 25%. And that would normally be lower in this situation, right? Normally I'd be like, yeah, he ain't playing. Like, they're gonna ease him back in. I am totally gun shy of that now because of what happened with Max Harrison last week, to be honest with you. Like, the fact that they did that with Max Harrison, and they fast tracked him so quickly. Like, he was, I mean, this guy was in this huge brace just a few weeks ago working with a trainer. And then 2 weeks ago, right before they go to the bye, he's still out there with a trainer. And then all of a sudden, bam, they've activated him to the IR to return. He's going to practice. And you're like, okay, that's cool. Going to get some work in, give him a little time. Then bam, he's activated on Saturday. And then boom, he's out on the field of the second series of the game. You're like, wow, okay, 44%, I think, of the snaps, whatever it was he was on. Makes me say, I'm not discounting Gabe Davis playing. I still think it's less likely because I just think of history. I don't think that the Max Harrison situation outweighs most of the history of this kind of thing. But I do think it moves the needle a little bit more for Gabe Davis to possibly play.
I feel like if you didn't just say it, with Harrison, there was more urgency.
Yeah.
Well, or there was, let me put it this way instead. There was urgency to get him out there. And, they got through it and it went well. How much urgency might you think they feel on Davis, or just at the wide receiver position? I know it's all we obsess about, but do you think the Bills, like, is this a somewhat maybe similar thing where they're looking for an answer, and if he's physically able, let's go?
I do. I would say this, Mike. I don't think that they put him on the practice squad and have him doing what he's doing now without the intention at some point to be on the 53, right? Like, I think that's going to happen. They used one of their 8 IR to return on him. Like, I think that means he's going to play. And that signals to me an answer to your question, which is the urgency to find somebody and to help. I guess the question is that now? And I think, though, that they're, if Gabe Davis is really healthy and he can play, I think he plays. This is, to me, more about his health and is he ready to play in a game?
Right.
Same thing with Max Hairston. If they're not going to put him on the field if he's not. But if he is, yeah, I think it could warrant it, where I think they're looking for some answers. They're looking for some solutions here, especially considering the trade deadline is 2 days after the game on Tuesday. Maybe you want to do it if he is healthy and say, okay, what does this look like if he's on the field? What does a world with Gabe Davis as one of our X receivers look like instead of, you know, Curtis Samuel, whoever it's going to be? Yeah, I think there could be some urgency to see what that looks like, but they would never trump his health because of the urgency.
Right. Yeah, I just wonder how ready he is to go play an NFL mm-hmm. game. You know, it's been right. a long time since he's played an NFL game, and he's only just started practicing with them yesterday. So that, and I know the Hairston thing happened. We talked about this a little earlier, and the Hairston thing is like, you know, it's good. Okay, be careful, because we all would have thought he would take, you know, a couple of weeks of ramp up, and it didn't. And they certainly know Davis, and he knows them, and there's a familiarity there. And I don't know, maybe Allen is eager to get him back on the field for them. You know, yeah, not that he's right. going to tell you he's you know, feels, you know, lost at sea with the receiving corps as presently constituted, but whatever. They've had their struggles, and you know, maybe Davis is someone that he could feel like I can trust this guy. I know where he's going to be at least, and you know, that would be all the reason you need. I wonder. I think we did talk this through yesterday. I don't think any of us think Shavers is the odd man out. It's probably a Moore or a Samuel that comes out, mm-hmm. you know, unless they want to go with an extra body at receiver.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To make room for Davis.
That's right. And it could be just carrying all six. You don't have to.
Right.
You know, if Joshua Palmer's out, you couldn't have six active. They've had six active this year. You know, you just have to make other decisions around the roster, especially if a guy like Shaq Thompson is down, let's say, right? Okay, well, there's another open roster spot somewhere in the roster. And if you want Gabe Davis, you don't have to just say somebody's got to come out of the lineup. You could have six receivers active. They've done that this year. Yep. So, but I do think that if you're going to replace a receiver with Gabe Davis, it wouldn't make as much sense with Tyrell Shavers because Gabe isn't going to play special teams. What could happen, though, is it could be Tyrell Shavers out and someone else around the roster plays that position, right? If that's going to be the case. Because with Maxwell Hairston playing now, maybe that gives you a little bit more flexibility. It's something else you want to do also on around the roster with special teams.
We'll dig into the matchup tomorrow when we talk. There's been so many of these. This is the 10th meeting since COVID between the Bills and the Chiefs. You know, what's left to say? But everyone is different. What do you think tonight, though, Sal? So Lamar Jackson is back for Baltimore. They're a 7.5-point favorite. I feel like it sort of makes sense to me. This would be when the Ravens, if they're going to get off the mat, sort of re-announce themselves to this season. Like, we're still here. And the division is open. Like, they shouldn't be lying down at this point with more than half the season left. Do you see that kind of thing? Or are they too troubled by injuries or whatever else to put down a performance like that?
I mean, you would know this better than me, Mike, that I think I read they are still the favorite to win the division, right?
Yes,
are they the betting line favorite?
They are, yes.
I mean, I think that speaks to exactly what you're talking about. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, you're thinking this thing is still very much there for the year, for the taking for you. They are 2-5. The leader of the division is 4-3, right? I mean, like, it's a two-game lead. Not even half the season is over yet. And the two-game lead is a team called the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, oh, by the way, they haven't even played yet. They play them twice. They play the Steelers twice, once in December and once in January. You look at their schedule, Miami tonight, Minnesota, Cleveland, New York Jets, Cincinnati, and then you get Pittsburgh. You could absolutely go on a run here. The Steelers have the Colts coming up this week. They could lose that game. After Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens could be one game back in the division and still play the Pittsburgh Steelers twice. If you're the Ravens, you're feeling great about it. That said, they do have challenges on defense, even when they're healthy. They have not been good on defense this year. They, you know, part of the thing that happened in Buffalo was them, the Bills, just kind of in the fourth quarter doing whatever they wanted on offense once they had an opportunity. And really, even before that, they had 25 points scored. But you look at the Ravens on defense this year, they gave up now, a lot of it was, I know they've been injured, but 38 to Detroit, 37 to Kansas City, 44 to the Houston Texans. Yeah, you should be. They should be encouraged because they're getting healthier. They were much better last week on defense. That's right. I agree. And now you get Lamar back. So, yeah, that's for sure. Now, Miami, on the other hand, boy, I mean, I think you take last week's win and say, okay, you know, we can roll a little bit here. But I just think they're such a hot and cold team, and they can be boom or bust at any time. I give Miami a fighting chance tonight. I think Baltimore wins the game. But I wouldn't be surprised if Miami comes out a little bit, you know, better than what we've seen and build on last week's performance a little bit.
I'm expecting them to score tonight on that Baltimore defense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you think that, then, you know, I would take the points. And, you know, I think anything could happen. So it's pretty juicy on the money line, Miami.
I think Bills fans should want Miami to win tonight. I really do. I think if Miami wins, it doesn't really do anything to the Bills. Because right now, Miami is kind of buried right now. Even if they win, they're 3-6. There's still four losses, but more than the Bills.
Yeah,
and the Bills beat them. That's five game lead essentially.
But you really
heard
the Bills
Baltimore would have on them.
Yeah.
Baltimore now though, you have Barry Baltimore. That's right. Barry Baltimore, make them 2-6, because if Baltimore starts to get hot, you could be staring at like a 2-3 seed at the end of the year between the Baltimore Ravens and the Bills or something like that.
The Dolphins' next game is against the Bills next Sunday. So they have a little extra time off
before the
Bills go down there. Then they go to Spain. Good thing you're not going Bulldog on that one.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to drive.
You'd be accosted.
I won't be allowed to rent a car.
Good thing you're not going to that one. They play Washington
in Spain. Customs. I might just be.
That's right.
That's it.
That's where they get you.
We got you.
Right, customs. They don't let you get away first. I've heard. Sal, thanks. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, guys, you got it. Thank you.
That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, on the West Hur Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
That's the guy right there. That's him.
I have an outstanding, for folks who don't know, I have an outstanding speeding ticket from a trip to Spain summer before last. I've not paid it. I've been notified twice about it.
Should we let him drive off first? Or just take care of this right now. Don't let him leave the airport. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. Plenty of time for your calls between now and Sabres pregame at 6, Buffalo at Boston tonight. This is WGR.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.